Good morning. Thank you very much for your introduction. I'm very happy to be here and to present our study results here. I'm a little bit nervous, but I will give my best.
Did you just click the button?
I do it.
The left button.
Okay. We are a group of researchers of different sciences, and in order to realize our study, we work together with a group of experts, and the experts were primary care physicians involved in direct patient care, and they all advise us continually throughout our study. Now, and first of all, I would like to explain our point of interest, our basic research question. Secondly, I will talk about the representative part of our study, that is how we assessed a physician's knowledge of guidelines. Thirdly, I would like to talk about our exploratory part, that is how we measured the physician's compliance with the guidelines. And I will end my presentation with a very short conclusion. Our German study focuses on primary care physicians and the way they dealt with guidelines. Are they familiar with them? Especially with the guidelines for the treatment of three cardiovascular diseases, arterial hypertension, heart failure, and chronic heart disease. Finally, we want to know whether there is a link between the physician's knowledge of guidelines on the one hand and his or her compliance with them on the other hand. Okay, in order to assess a physician's knowledge, we developed a questionnaire with 15 multiple choice questions, 5 questions for each of the 3 cardiovascular diseases. For example, with the help of repeated testing, at which blood pressure do you make the diagnosis arterial hypertension? Is it 130 over 85, 140 over 19, or 150 to 95, or is it 160 over 100? And the answer in agreement with the guidelines recommendation is 140 over 19. To analyze the responses, we developed a scoring system. It comprised a quantitative aspect, that is, physician had to answer 10 questions correctly, that means in agreement with the guidelines recommendations. And also, the scoring system contains a qualitative aspect, that is, physician had to answer 3 central questions correctly. So they had to know the definition of hypertension, how to diagnose heart failure, and how to treat chronic heart disease. Then we sent our questionnaire to 2,500 randomly selected primary care physicians. What are our findings? 47% of the physicians sent back a questionnaire suitable for analysis. The responders did not differ from the overall average on primary care physicians in Germany. On average, 11 of the 15 questions on treatment of cardiovascular diseases were answered in accordance with the guidelines. 3 physicians answered only 5 questions in agreement with the guidelines, and 28 physicians answered all 15 questions in agreement with the guidelines. All the questions on hypertension were answered in agreement with the guidelines by 11% of the physicians. A far higher proportion, 74%, gave answers to the question on CHD that conformed with the guidelines recommendations. And according to our score system, including all 3 cardiovascular diseases, 40% of the physicians who responded demonstrated a good knowledge of the guidelines. That means they answered 10 or more questions in agreement with the guidelines recommendations. including our three central questions. A logistic regression analysis revealed no significant impact of socio-demographic characteristics on the physician's knowledge of guidelines. And now, what about the physician's compliance, the exploratory part of our study? All physicians who responded to the postal survey, more than 1,000 primary care physicians, were asked whether they would be prepared to take part in a further survey. 76 physicians said yes. We selected 30 physicians and did a pretest in three offices. After exclusion of the three pretest offices, we had 27 participating physicians. In comparison with the physician of the postal survey, we had fewer women, as you can see, 43 compared to 52 women in the postal survey, and we had more physicians with an own office for less than 2 years, and more physicians with an own office for 10 to 14 years. And the proportion of physicians with a good knowledge of guidelines was slightly higher. That is 48% versus 40%. We wanted to assess the physician's compliance with the guidelines by analyzing patient data. We therefore developed 16 indicators and pretested them in three physician offices. For example, let's take indicator number 3. Here, first we had to count the number of hypertension patients in the study who had also a documented CHD. And then we looked to see how many of them were receiving a beta blocker treatment. In the second example, indicator 11, we looked to see how many of the heart failure patients had been given an echocardiogram within the preceding 12 months. How did we get the patient data? In each primary care physician's office, the patient data were collected by a member of staff who had been instructed by a physician from our research team. The patients eligible for the survey were those aged 40 years or over and who had attended the physician's office for any reason on one of three predefined days. How about our indicator-guided analysis? We analyzed the data of more than 1,000 patients. The patients were between 40 and 79 years old. And in order to identify significant differences in the treatment of physicians with a good knowledge of guidelines and the physicians who had a lack of knowledge, we carried out a chi-square test. That means, did the patient data fulfill the requirements of our indicators more frequently when they came from a physician with a good knowledge of guidelines? What are our findings? With respect to 12 of 16 indicators, our exploratory analysis revealed that physicians who knew the guidelines did not perform differently than physicians who had a lack of knowledge. For example, let's have a look at indicator number 3. For the group of patients treated by physicians with a good knowledge of guidelines, in this group, the proportion of hypertension patients on beta blocker treatment with documented CHD was 74%. In the group of patients treated by physicians who had a lack of knowledge, the proportion was 73%. In four cases, the patient data show significant differences between the two groups of physicians. And surprisingly, the patient data fulfilled the requirements of our indicators more frequently when they came from a physician who had a lack of knowledge, who did not know the guidelines. For example, indicator number 11, you remember, we looked to see how many of the heart failure patients had been given an echocardiogram. 55% of all heart failure patients had been given an echocardiogram. In approve of patients treated by physicians with a good knowledge of guidelines, in this group only 38% of the heart failure patients had been given an echocardiogram. In the group of patients treated by physicians who had a lack of knowledge, the proportion was 77. Let's have a look to another indicator, indicator number 7. Here we look to see how many of the heart failure patients received medication in agreement with the guidelines recommendations. 63% of all heart failure patients were given medication in agreement with the guidelines. And a group of patients treated by physicians with a good knowledge of guidelines. In this group, only 49% of the heart failure patients got the correct medication. In the group of patients treated by physicians who had a lack of knowledge, the proportion was 77%. Of course, the interpretation of our findings is limited by the cross-selected design and by the low number of cases in the exploratory part of our study. So we could not say that physicians who do not know the guidelines are the better doctors. We only can say it seems that physicians' familiarity with guidelines does not, as previously thought, translate into better implementation of the guidelines in daily practice. And if you are now interested in more details, our publication is available online, and there is also an English version of our publication. Thank you very much for your attention.